Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Day Show. My name is Daphne Clark Hudson. I'm your host. I'm also the queen of the empowered soul. And I just want to thank you for taking time out to spend with us this morning. As always, we are broadcasting out of Brookfield, Connecticut. And I welcome you to call in with your questions. We have two amazing guests today. Our first guest is Dr. George Curry, and he is one of America's most talented journalists. So we are waiting on Dr. Curry to call in. And our second show this morning will be with the amazing Mr. Timothy Kendricks. And I know Mr. Kendricks is already in the chat room, and he's getting ready to just dispense his wealth of knowledge to you in the second episode this morning. So I welcome all my listeners and all my guests, people who will be in the chat room. And the number for you to call in with your questions is 646-915-8166. So while I wait on Dr. Curry to call in, I want to share a couple of statements with you, because I know now a lot of people are going through challenging times, and the new turnaround for each of us will be dependent on our attitudes and our action. And the first statement I would like to read for you is from George Bernard Shaw, and it says, "People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them." So I honestly and truly see this statement as on time for now, because now is the time when each and every one of us need to go out there and reinvent ourselves and just tap into all the dormant skills and talents that we have not touched. So I think this quote is so on time. The next statement I would like to read for you, the title is "The Biggest Lie in Choosing." The biggest lie in choosing is, "I can't." And I know we all have heard that so many times. That is simple, not true. We can do anything we want. If we don't do something, it is because we have committed our time, energy, and resources somewhere else. The next time you hear yourself saying to another, and especially to yourself, "I can't," take a deep breath and say instead, "My resources are otherwise engaged," because that is the truth. You know, these two statements are just timely, because they are, so many people are just tied down into to recession and all of that. Instead, I am asking you to just create what it is that you want to focus your time and energy from. And I want to give a shout out and welcome to Wolf 602 that just joined us in the chat room. And our first guest, I am not sure why he hasn't called in. So I want to throw out, I know our second guest is in the chat room, and I don't know whether or not he would like to come on now, and then when the other guests call in, we could maybe put him to the second episode of the show. So I want to just go in the chat room to ask Mr. Kendricks whether or not he's ready and ready to rock and roll, instead of just having me talk since he is there. So let me ask him whether or not he would like to go on. Now on the show. So I am working on multitasking here, which is not one of my greatest pursuit. So I am doing my best here. So I'm asking, would you like to go on now? So yes, I think I got that in. Yes, I can, he says. Okay, so we're going to have Mr. Timothy Kendricks, and he's now going to call in. So, Tim, if you go ahead and call in, please, on 646-915-8166. We will get you rock and rolling. So I am just so excited about that. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So it is just amazing when we, okay, I think we, let me see. Good morning, caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Daphne, this is Timothy Kendrick. Yes, honored.
Hello, Tim. Good morning, and how are you?
Oh, better and better, and just honored to be on your show. I was doing
thank
some
research.
Thank
you so much for accepting, and I also want to thank you for just stepping up to the plate for filling this slot, because I know something must have happened, because Dr. Curry's always on time. So I know something is happening. So just let's get the show on the road with you. I know you have such an amazing life story, Mr. Kendricks, and I have done the research. However, I would love for the listeners to hear, as we say in Jamaica, from the horse's mouth. So, you know, I want you to please tell the listeners how your journey started.
I enlisted in the Army 29 years ago, and my whole life, I think I felt an awareness and I think you may have also, from what I've read from you, we traveled separate paths together, you and I, if that makes any sense. I had an awareness, and then what happened to me was combat in Somalia, and then I stuffed all of that, and my whole life I was just being led wherever things would lead me, and the media, the news, whatever went in my head, garbage in, garbage out, and it was just insane. So I was about crazy from 93 to 2001 when I retired, and I went to Iraq after that, but I came back and I was a total mess, and I just got to the point where I had to find solutions to keep from killing myself, and because I thought, you know, this is too painful. So I got what Tony Robbins called was leverage and pain and threshold. So I kind of became an author by accident. My first book, PTSD, Pathways Through the Secret Door, was just solution-based things that helped me, that I found, get through struggles and times, and also began my journey to realize that, you know, what you give, you get to keep. And you know, I jump around a little bit, but you had a great vlog the other day about what you think and your recession, and you know, we get caught into this media and to all these 4 billion bits of information that are thrown at us every second, and that goes in our subconscious, and it affects the way that we see and that we want to manifest things. And I liked how you put on your blog, you said, Daphne, simply stop it. So, but
yeah, but that, you know, that's the truth, because isn't it amazing how we always put all our energies in the things that are not beneficial to us. Yet, when we are approached with a system or a resource that will add value to what we do and who we are, we resist that. And
because
I just felt led by the Spirit to just drop that out there, because I know somebody needed it. So I want to thank you for reading that and for giving me your comments. I want to ask you if you could come a little closer to your phone.
Oh, okay,
because
certainly.
You weren't coming too clearly.
Okay, and my wife...
I wasn't hearing you too clearly, so I don't know if you have it on speakerphone or what. If you could get a little closer, please, I would appreciate that.
Okay, I can do that. I'm calling on my cell phone, is probably why, so...
Okay.
I'll try to be more clear here. My journey, you know, everyone's travels you know, there's an old saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. I always walked and and was led, and whatever I saw on television, you know, it was on TV, so it must have been true. And that sounds so simple, but these things affect us, and what we put in our minds affects us, and that's my whole journey. And it wasn't until probably flying over Mogadishu, October 3rd, 1993, that I first became awake, because I could feel spirits and things coming through the air, and I just felt it was like I was asleep for all these years. And then I became so aware of everything, I didn't know what to do. So I came home and went to Korea and crawled into a bottle of booze and stayed there, because I didn't want to, you know, figure these things out. And I realized that, you know, the universe, we're all one, and we may never know the total effect that we have on just touching one other person. You know, just like listening to your show or reading your blog, you know, that I read. And I have tons of blogs, and I write and my books. I guess my whole thing, anything which causes us to move from fear and worry to faith and expectancy is going to heal us and heal our thoughts. And there's sayings, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character, and what you're character for, it will become your destiny. So, and I think the beauty of that I'm finding out in my journey now is letting go of things. In order to receive, I have to totally release the want and the ego desire for it, and just put it out there, and it comes. So, I guess Robert Anthony says that, you know, you must learn to accept the reality of the moment and realize that no other action is possible at the time. So living in the now. We'll talk about
more. I just want to piggyback on something that you said.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's to enjoy the experience of the now, because a lot of people tend to procrastinate and they're always putting off for tomorrow, next month, next year, and you are only sure of today. So the impact you make with today is important, because even when God blesses you to see the rising of the sun in 24 hours, it is still today. So it is very important that you focus on now, today. What can I do? I like, Mr. Kendricks, I like one of your quotes. You say, later doesn't make it better, it only make it later.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier later, it just gets later.
It doesn't get any easier later, it only get later. Would you like to expand on that statement?
Yes, you mentioned something about procrastination, and procrastination is what they say, opportunity's assassin. That's what Victor Kayem said. I love quotes because they've cornball quotes have kept me sane from just ending it all, because there's such beauty. You know, remember, time lost cannot be regained. So if I... you know, the thing was, if I would have, I kept thinking that this would go away if I changed my environment. If I changed my environment, my life would change. If I just didn't hang around here, or I would go to another city, but I always had to face me in the mirror. So when it doesn't get any easier later, it just gets later. You know, I look back and I wonder, and I'm grateful, but I still wonder, why didn't I not begin my journey back in 1993 when I had that powerful spiritual epiphany, a revelation? And it just got later and later and more painful and more painful. And finally, I had so much pain and leverage. Any pain can be leveraged, that I had to take action. I was just... And sometimes even now with post-traumatic stress, I get up in the morning and I just have to move. Motion creates emotion. I just have to get up and move and keep moving and take every step and say I am thankful and grateful for everything I have, you know, and specify those things. And some things that aren't even here yet that I know are going to be here. You know, there's a great thing in the... in the Bible, it's 2 Corinthians 5:7, walk with faith and not sight. And Les Brown talks about leap and the net will appear, which is beautiful too. And you said something earlier that I wanted to mention, go back to too. You talked about today and now. Now, there's a great thing that I read the other day from Og Mandino, who passed away a few years back. It says, beginning today, treat everyone you meet as if they were going to be dead by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster, and do so with no thought of any reward, and your life will never be the same. And I tried that yesterday. It was incredible. So empowering. Like, every person I meet, who's not going to be here at midnight tonight. So I was it changed the way I looked at them. And therefore, it changed my perception, and it just brought more peace.
Yeah, because when you operate that way, you always get so excited about every second. You know, people ask me all the time, where you get so much energy from? Why are you so happy? I said, because I woke up this morning, because I know it was a privilege for me to see the rising of the sun. And I really do not take that for granted, because there are many people who lay down and they just did not get up. Mr. Kendricks, I would like to ask you this question. At what stage of your life you really realized that you were not connected with your true calling and purpose?
That would have been when I was on a plane back from Iraq in 2004. And I was just a terrible mess. I talk a little bit about that in my new book, Wider Sleep, Slumber No More. And that's really, Daphne, what the book is about. It was about my true purpose. If you would have told me 10 years ago, hey, you'll have 5 books out and you'll be talking to people and helping soldiers and assisting folks, and I would have said, you're crazy. But my true purpose is that, to help others. So I'm flying home on a plane. My wife gets a call from the stewardess that says, and all she heard was, your husband is on his way home. And that was it. And it's like a 15-hour flight. I was just one terrible mess. And then I came home, and it took me like 2 months to just that's when the journey really began. That's when I really started journaling. And when I put pen to paper, and pen to paper is so empowering because you see it and you write it and it burns into your subconscious. And I had to get rid of all those old tapes. I guess you would call them old CDs now. I had to scratch those old patterns. You know, I just had to just back and forth because, you hang around a barber shop, you're going to get a haircut. And so I had to change my environment. I had to change the way I looked at things. And when I changed the way I looked at things, the things I looked at changed, which is corny but true. So I wrote the first book, and then I just continued writing and blogging and setting little goals for myself, and I continue to set goals. And now realizing believing and feeling it with emotion, because when you feel something with emotion, it is yours already. You know, sometimes people say things, people don't this about God or that, but sometimes I don't know the total result of that one action I took. There are people who touch my lives that I know don't have a clue that they touch my soul. And there's no greater gift, Daphne, to give or receive than to touch someone's soul. Anything else, you know, is just that. And you mentioned something, and I loved your blog. I should have been reading them for months now because you got some powerful stuff in there. Focusing on what you don't have is today I talked about that in one of my blogs on Retrain Your Brain.
Yes.
The Law of Attraction Money Mistake. Focusing on what you don't have is not it. Lack is simply the blockage of energy. When it comes right down to it, everything is energy, and you experience a lack of any kind, it's a sure sign you're cutting off the natural flow of energy to your life. And you are the self-empowerment queen, or I love that title.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, I really can't take credit for that. There is a friend that I think he is part of our speaker site as well. Because, you know, I am just such an advocate for social networking now, because if it was not for the social networking and the speaker site, you and I would not have connected. So the Queen of the Empowered Soul is from one of our other members as well out of the UK.
Isn't it beautiful?
Valentine. James Valentine.
Oh, I know James. I get his
We get his empowered millionaire material.
Yes, James.
And you know, we have been talking for a few months, and I'm into a few of his things, and we add so much value to each other.
Mm-hmm,
and one day I received an email from him, and he said, "Well, you know you are the queen of the empowered soul." And I said, "That's it." I said, "That's it." And I shoot it out to a few friends and associates and clients, and they love it, they love it, they love it. So I said, "God, that's you. So we're gonna use that as my new brand."
I would love
to
hear you.
So we are going to continue speaking, if it's okay with you. The first episode has 34 minutes remaining, but
okay.
I still have not heard from Dr. Curry. So if it's okay with you, Mr. Kendricks, we will continue the dialogue over the hour.
Okay.
I don't know if that's okay with you. If it is, you let me know, okay?
I'll go until my battery croaks in my cell phone. So.
Okay, so when your battery die, on its way out, you let me know. I would like for you now to please let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you and some of the programs and services that you provide.
Okay. www.timothykendrick.org. That's my main website. And I'll type that in here too. What I do, really, I work with people all over the world, mainly just to help them become aware of their full potential. And some folks who are that have like maybe been on top of their game and lost that faith. And when you lose your faith, you're in trouble. I have 5 books out, but my first book, PTSD, Pathways Through the Secret Door, you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere online, and some bookstores, you could order from any bookstore, actually. My newest book, which just came out last month, which is Why to Sleep.
Hold on. Don't talk about your new book yet, because I have a question around your first book.
Okay.
I know you had just got out of the army and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you chose the title of your first book, what helped you to choose that title? And I know there was a lot of things going on in your life, in your heart, and everything at that time.
Mm-hmm.
The material you put in that first book, what helped you to make the decision that that book was going to get that material?
I wanted something simple that it started out just writing to keep me from taking the easy way out. Which the war is insane. It is about, and there's not a lot of war stories in it. I had to write something with simplicity that I personally could reread that would empower me to continue on and to persist without exception. And I wanted to help other people. Writing is easy, and you know this, and the beauty I love about your stuff and my stuff, writing is easy. It's simple. Writing with simplicity, that is hard. And the tools that are in PTSD, which is about post-traumatic stress disorder, and there's also some other things in there, but that's the main focus. It's 80% universal, that book. Anyone could read it.
Yes, yes.
And get something out of it. The chapters are small.
Thank you.
The simplicity is very easy steps that you can take to just act your way into right thinking. You know, we can sit and think all day long and dwell and mope or this or that. But action is that key. So we get up, and in the morning sometimes, when I first came back from the war, I would just crawl out to by my pool and lay. But you know what? I got out there. And to whereas I know the other, you know, some of my other fellows and gals have had the same challenges of just, you know, move, get up and move, do something Motion creates emotion. Tony Robbins always talks about that, and that's what it is. So I would go out by the pool, and but I would crawl out by the pool, and then it started swimming in the pool, and then and then I started being able to write. I mean, I could not even write with a pen and paper. It was just so bad, and so the secret door, I guess, to me was like. I had butted my head enough against enough doors that I finally found one that opened for me. And you know, I kept changing my approach until I found a solution that worked. And it, you go, and change your approach. So that's why I lost you on the web here. I'm trying to get it hooked back up here.
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you, Mr.
I say, I'm sorry, I lost you on the web. I'm trying to get it hooked back up here, so.
Okay. Yes, technology is something else. Okay, so I just want to repeat your website. It's www.timothykendricks.org. Okay, so for the listeners out there, if you have a question, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And the people in the chat room, if you have a question, if you type it, I will repeat it for Mr. Kendricks to hear. And we are still waiting for Mr. Curry to call in. And we are now on with the second guest, Mr. Timothy Kendricks. And I know he's still on the phone. He's trying to get back in the chat room. But he has such an amazing story. And what I've heard him said repeatedly in our conversation this morning is what it took for him to take action. And action is a very important word and activity in anyone's life who is looking to reinvent and to do something else, because we can't just sit back. I know a lot of times I hear people say, in God's time, and it has always been in God's time, because God gave us the insight. He created us with a purpose and a calling, so He already give us what we need, and it is for us to take action. Don't sit around and wait for the full picture. Once you take action, He will keep revealing more and more to you. Mr. Kendricks, are you back on the phone?
I'm still on the phone. I was just loving what you were saying. I used to have a saying that, faith will move a mountain, but it helps to have a shovel also. That's right.
I'm sorry, go ahead,
please. No, you're fine. I'm just...
Who are some of your mentors in life? Because I know we all have mentors and role models and coaches, because although we are coaches and inspirational speakers, we have to still stay connected and invest in ourselves. So who are some of your role models and mentors?
Probably, oddly enough, when I was younger, it was professional wrestlers. My first book was dedicated to professional wrestlers, some of my friends that do that for a living. And only because many of those gentlemen, even though what they do is a circus sideshow, it's fascinating business, they're very educated, and some of them are very empowering. But mainly, Dr. Robert Anthony, Tony Robbins, of course. I read The Secret, which was very powerful, and I listened to that. There's a guy in England called Glenn Harold, who's fascinating, and there's so many. Joe Vitale.
Yes.
Gosh, there's. You may be walking into that territory with me. I want to hear you speak at you still speaking at the Women's Correctional Facility?
I beg your pardon, I can hardly hear you. What did you ask me?
Are you still speaking at the Women's Correctional Facility? Up in
the women's.
Yes.
The women's
you
what?
Yeah, correctional facility.
Okay. Yes. The FCI. Yes, in Danbury. I haven't done anything there this year, but I think it's maybe five or six. Oh no, it's about 8 or 9 years that I have been serving there. I do about everything. I do their keynotes. I do their business development days, and I go in just for seminars to help and empower the women. Sometimes I go there, and there are women that are released, and they are going in what they call the halfway houses, and I go in and do a program for them, and it has been such a blessing in my life. To just go in there and have the ability to deposit into their lives, because a lot of those women have been in there for a long time, and they are cut off because their families have given up on them, and now they are released to go out, and they are scared. And I'm able to help them to see light at the end of the tunnel. So that has been a very rewarding thing that I've been doing over the years.
And it goes back to, you will never know how far touching that one person will lead, because they will touch another. They will touch another. And
yes.
I envy you for that. That is so wonderful. I think in some ways, And I get caught up in this, because sometimes I want what I want when I want it, and I want it now. But success...
Microwave result.
Yeah. What do you call it? Microwave results?
Microwave results.
Yeah.
And, you know, I respect you for saying that on the air, because although you are a successful speaker and trainer and all of what you have done so well, the flesh sometimes tend to want to take over, so you have to keep a check of that. And this is why it is important that we ourselves have coaches that we work with as well, because that's one point that your coach will hold you accountable about, because it's not for you to want it. Once you know that you are walking in your calling and purpose, God is going to gradually release each step to you. Like you said before, and maybe it was wrong choice of words, that you envy me for that. And I don't think envy is the right word, because I really and truly feel that you don't envy me for that. But you need to ask God for clarity. If in your area, is this something He would want for you to do? You can ask Him that question, and if it is indeed part of your calling and purpose, He's going to connect you with the institution for you to be able to carry that out. Mm-hmm. Did that just make sense?
Oh, more than you'll ever know.
Where is your base, Mr. Kendrick? Where are you located?
I'm in Tampa, Florida, right now. And,
you're in the Sunshine City.
Oh, yes. Well, we've getting some rain, but it's just, it's beautiful, and I love it. When we measure our success, and I think what I, some have gone through, and I've gone through, is wanting things now, like we said, now when I want them, I want what I want when I want it. But each day must be judged, if we can judge it, by the seed sown, not the harvest reaped. You know, what did I do today?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't like what's growing in my garden, I need to check what kind of seeds I'm putting in the garden. So every day I must put so much positive, uplifting, empowering things into my mind. Because I have been so programmed over my life to accept failure, to accept this, and all those that negative self-talk. So, I sometimes gotta just go rip everything out of the garden because the weeds are growing, and I gotta replant the empowering seeds instead of the old pride, lust, anger, greed, gluttony, envy, and sloth seeds, which are the seven deadly sins. My personal favorites used to be. So, and I guess it's just saying eliminate the cause instead of exhausting myself fighting the effects. Because
do you realize, however, though, that intending that garden, because you keep putting in weed killers and you keep planting more perennials and less annuals, in the long run, you're going to have a well-tended, fully bloomed garden where there will be no bad weeds.
Absolutely.
So I don't think you need to keep putting pressure on yourself about ripping the things out, because putting in the right things in the garden. So before long, the perennials are going to take over. You're not even going to have any place to put any annuals in for filling up the garden.
I love that.
You love that analogy?
Yes, I do. The perennials, yeah. It's just,
you know,
I'm
going
there
to invoice you for that, right?
Yes. You know.
Would you go ahead and talk about your second book? I had cut you off before on that.
No,
would you please pick up from there?
Oh, you're fine. I was putting some things in the chat room about links where you can get my book from Amazon.
Give me a minute, please, to repeat it for the people on the telephone. It's retrainyourbrain.blogspot.com, and that's where you can go to Mr. Kendrick's blog, and the link for his Amazon is www.amazon.com/dp/143033196?PT. Okay, so back to your question I just asked you.
Okay, or you can just Google me at Timothy Kendrick, and I'm pretty much like you, Daphne. I'm all over the web, so.
Yeah. I'm not out there half as much as you, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're not what?
I'm not going to say anything that you'll use against me later on.
Oh, no, I'm going to come up to Connecticut and be with the queen, the empowered, the queen of empowerment.
You need to get the queen of the empowered soul down to Florida.
That's
so you and I can rock the stage.
Oh, we would have a great time.
I have lots of friends down there, so we won't even have to worry about hotel. But I tell them, I said, listen, I'm not coming to Florida unless I have a speaking engagement. So everybody need to get busy.
Yeah, we'll have to get you one here, and you get me one in Connecticut. So
that's right. That's why we're here to work with each other, because we need to add value to each other. You know, there's no reason for each of us out there to be lone rangers, because there's so much that we can all collaborate on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and there's so much that we can learn even from that meeting people for those 1 or 2 seconds. I think what I was talking about earlier about things, there's no energy in logic, it's only in emotion. So, you know, my publisher is kind of on me about I need to be speaking more locally and doing more in my area, and And I was angry about that because they were right. So,
you know, what does the old saying, what does the old cliche, that a king doesn't have any honor in his own country?
Yeah.
So when your publisher mentioned that, is that what you were kind of feeling?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's like...
I choose how I feel.
I can feel you right there, I'm telling you. You know? It's amazing. Because everybody's looking for pro bono when you're local and all of that stuff. So
yes, exactly.
You got to do what you got to do.
I don't want there's two people. I don't really charge when I discuss things like a one-on-one, and that's oddly enough professional wrestlers and soldiers, veterans, Marines, anybody like
mm-hmm.
that. But anyone
mm-hmm.
else? Anyone else, they pay handsomely. No.
Let me ask you a question. Are you have you connected with Paul Van Lawrence? He's out of DC. He's a former military person.
Ooh, is he on your our Empowerment Institute Ning site? We should plug that too.
I beg your pardon?
Is he on the Self Empowerment Institute?
Oh, from the Institute, no, but we are very good friends. I'll do an introduction later on. Well, he's
okay.
Also part of the speaker site.
Oh, I'm on the speaker site too, yeah. I love your Ning network. This was a Self-Empowerment Institute?
Yeah, the online Empowerment Institute .ning.com. is my online personal development institute.
That's exactly, you know, I want to promote that because there's a lot of good stuff there. And I just put a good video up there today of my book trailer for my new book. So.
Yeah, good. You
yeah,
know, I have to get technically savvy because I look on all my members and they have everything up there. But I know my strength is not in the techie field, so I'm looking to connect with some people who have that skill so they can enhance. But yes, and really not tooting my own horn, but the Online Empowerment Institute, I think it's a very powerful site and thing. And we are attracting a lot of high quality people who are able to add value. So the people who are listening, I think they ought to visit that. And thank you for bringing that up because I'm always on the radio show and I have not been promoting the things that I do. I keep showing adding value to my guests and to all the other people on the air. So I thank you so much for mentioning the Online Empowerment Institute .ning.com, and you can go there and you'll find a lot of amazing people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I will
tribute to.
What
I,
can
I have
we
a new...
look for? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have yourotherself.ning.com. So I'll type that into the. Here.
Yes, you are doing very well multitasking.
Yeah, we've and it's
what,
your other...
what population do you focus on servicing?
Oh, ask that again, Daphne. What was the question?
What population? Men, women?
Oh.
Young people, you know, what ages are you? You do a mix. You serve a mix.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everyone.
Yes.
A lot of soldiers, a lot of folks who like you and I who've been through the ringer. You know, I was reading your
mm-hmm.
bio. It would have killed me to go through what you went through as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But the past does not equal the future. So we continue
That's
on.
That's right.
And so really, everyone from guys that are still deployed, that are 19, 20 years old in war, to alcoholics, to sports, entertainers, broadcasters, they seem to find me, and just like people seem to find you. Sometimes there's no mistakes in this universe. We think, why did this happen? And little did we know that, oh, this led to that and led to that, and they got a hold of me, and I was able to assist them, and or vice versa, they were able to assist me. Something you spoke about, too, and I wanted to ask you about this because I've learned this really very wonderfully, let's say, the last couple years of my life. A lot of people order their lives rightly. They can communicate with 10,000, 20,000 people in an arena, and the sports people, my friends that I talk with and work with, and entertainers do this. But when it comes to communicating with themselves, they can't do it. And that's where they're struggling.
I'm not getting you clearly. Please come a little closer. Put your phone a little closer.
Oh, okay. I was
using
my hands. I say a lot of people communicate. They communicate with 10, 20, 30,000 people a night in a show as a performer, but they can't communicate with themselves. So what got me going with that was they are emotionally in poverty. And the thing that got me out of that was being grateful. And I think I've read something that you spoke of about gratitude, which is, you know, and when you're grateful, you're emitting a really wonderful vibration to everyone you meet, and you glow, and you're, and more abundance comes to you. So I think what my new book, Why to Sleep, deals with is how to simply communicate with yourself. Get rid of all that old stuff and all those old tapes and everything that's been put into your head and stop the what they call the unconscious sabotage. Learn to live, you know, wide awake by focusing on the awareness of making the right choices right now. You know, when is now a good time? So,
you know, you mentioned about gratitude. And I don't know if this ever happened to you, but for years I used to, when I went into prayer, I always pray. I stopped praying, and then I felt like the thing I prayed about when I was through praying is that I still picked it up and had it with me, the problem or the burden. And I remember my mother, as a child, my mother always say, you take your burden and you leave it at Jesus' feet. And I felt for years that I was not leaving my burden there. And I began changing the way I prayed. The first time I was taking a problem to God, I took the problem and I say what the problem was. Then I learned from that. At the second time, I was no longer repeating what the issue or the challenge was, but instead I began giving thanks and gratitude for the result, whether or not the result had yet manifested. And then the other day I was meditating and the Holy Spirit placed on my thought that people need to stop begging God. Instead, we need to keep thanking him because he's such a generous God and he always supplies our needs. But we keep begging as if we thought he forgot.
Right, and when we beg and beg and ask for more than one time. Yeah, when we ask for more than one time for something, that that shows a lack of faith on our part.
Yes, yes.
And we just say, let go, accept it. And I'm learning that now. It's so wonderful that you brought that up. When we just ask one time, believe, and let it go. Matthew 21:22.
That's
I'm
right.
Not,
that's
you know,
right.
It talked about
just
whatever
and,
you ask and believe.
This is why we're all here to support each other, and because we all need gentle nudging and reminders. Because even as professionals, if we don't continually invest in ourselves, we too can fall off the bandwagon. And You know, if we are not experiencing an overflow of spiritual health, we are in no position to serve others. So we have to commit to continue investing ourselves, remaining fresh, so we can really serve our customers and clients the way they deserve to be served. We are at 4 minutes remaining in this episode, and I am not positive whether or not Dr. Curry will call in. So we will continue our conversation, and if he calls in or when he calls in, I will let you know that, and then I'll give you an opportunity to do your closing remarks at that time, and then I will continue with him.
Yeah,
so, Mr. Kendricks, did you have any question on your mind that I did not ask you?
No, mainly that I think when we're the funny thing, when I was young, I knew the solutions, and I think we all know the solutions if we just open, keep our valve open to the solutions. And then,
yep.
But then I and Wide Asleep, my new book I keep plugging, talks about how we believed and we closed down, and they, people said, "Oh, that's crazy! You can't do that. Well, don't try that. You know, you're not going to succeed at that." And we believed that because that one thing. So we had to go. We believed it, and I believed it for many years that, oh, I won't be successful in that. And you know what? I wasn't. I'm not going to be this and that. I was probably, I was a great soldier, but I was a rotten, I made anybody that I served under, I gave them a heck of a time. I was mean, nasty, my bosses, and, you know, and then, and then when I got out in the world, I was mean and nasty, and I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I had all this negative stuff. I'd watch all these negative drama Gibby shows, and for me personally, it contaminated the way I thought, and then that would radiate. So, you know, what, it's like an orange. When you squeeze an orange, orange juice comes out. When you squeeze me, hate, anger, and resentment came out. And now when you squeeze me, there's compassion, love, and hope, and blessings and gratitude comes out. So that's
Mr. Kendricks.
Yes.
You remember I just mentioned Paul Lawrence Vann that I'm going to introduce you to. I just want to shout out because he just got in the in the chat room, and seeing that you are both former military. Man, I want to take this opportunity to introduce you both, but I'm still going to do that officially because you two need to have dialogue. Paul, too, has an amazing show, and we have been good friends for a number of years. So I welcome you, Paul, and I want to just have you meet Mr. Kendricks, and you notice we are behind. We are doing the interview, Paul, in the reverse because I don't know what happened. I have not heard from Dr. Curry this morning, so I know something must have happened that prevented him from calling. So if you're out there, I know you can probably shoot him an email for me and ask him to check in with me and let me know what's happening. So it's this call networking. You all can tell that multitasking is not one of my great virtues. So I have a call on the air. Let me just put the caller on. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Daphne. Paul Lawrence Vann. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Paul. We were just talking about you. You know, Mr. Kendricks is a former military man, and I know you hold your colleagues in high esteem. So
very high esteem.
I was just telling him before you came in the chat room that I need to introduce you both So you can talk about getting him on your show with all the wonderful things he's doing. And he can get us down to Florida to rock the stage, Paul, because he's in the sunny state of Florida.
I love that. And you know, it's an honor to meet Mr. Kendrick, and I want to thank him for his service. And I know if he's like me, we just celebrated Memorial Day, so we know we stand on the shoulders of those who came before us, and I want to thank him for that.
Absolutely. Thank you, too, Paul. You know, one day out of the year, they recognize people who sign that blank check for their ultimate prize for the country, and I'm honored and grateful to those that came before us. You know,
absolutely.
I put my email up there for you.
I have it.
Okay, super.
And I'm gonna get you on my show as well.
Oh, I would be truly honored. Daphne has just got me going in a wonderful direction today. You know, every day perception is everything, and I needed this little boost, and it was just, it's been so empowering, you know, and I got to plug my books and my writings, and but the main thing is that I got to share some of me, and sometimes getting to share and getting some of this out just opens my valve to let more good things come in, and you guys are just, it's fabulous. They call me the ghost because sometimes I'm just a hermit, and I'm a hard guy to get a hold of. I'm a hard guy to find. But if you need me, I'm there. I mean, you know, the old war horses and soldiers, and if there's a crisis, I'm there. But for a lot of times, I'm just hiding out.
All right.
And writing and blogging.
Well, I tell you.
I think you just found yourself a new coach.
I think so. and one
so we're
going
to be calling to make your appointment. I have
exactly.
to keep you close under my wings.
That's right.
Yes.
Paul, do you have a question for Mr. Kendricks?
Oh, just let him know. Again, you know, I always listen to Daphne's show because it's a great show, and I definitely look at getting you on my show and us working together because I know we have the same interests. I know that we're like-minded people. And I'm going to have to get off the phone now because I have to go to another meeting, but I just wanted to say hello and thank you for your service and for Daphne, of course, that I'll support you 150, 107%.
Thank you so much, my brother.
All right. Well, you all have a good...
If you're going
thank
to
you,
D.C. and see Dr. Curry, just tell him he got to get on the phone to Daphne. But thanks,
Dude.
Paul, for checking in with us and for... reaching out to Mr. Kendricks.
My
okay.
battery is soon to go. I'm on
okay.
the cell phone, and I will be, hopefully when I'm around, I'll be able to listen to Daphne's show. I read what she's gone through, and, you know, that is what either it makes us or breaks us. It's funny how some people have nothing, and they turn it into everything, and there's other people that have everything, and they turn it into just nothing,
yes.
a life of literal
right.
hell.
That's right.
You know,
okay.
reminds me of the story where they put a kid in a barn with a bunch of manure and he's you know, and they put another kid in a room with a bunch of toys, and they go in the room with the kid and the toys, and he says, "I'm not going to play with the toys because I'll break them, and you'll get mad at me, and this and that." And they go to the kid in the barn with all the manure, and he's slinging the shovel everywhere. And
yes.
he said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "All this manure here, there's got to be a pony somewhere." So
that's right.
It's all
that's right,
how
because
we
all have to look on this sunny side, you know. What we need to just turn the obstacles into opportunities. Okay, before your battery goes, would
I
you please
tell you.
Do your closing remarks? And I want to just thank you for being so generous with your time. And I look forward to... connected with you.
Oh, I am truly honored, and your voice and your warmth is so empowering, and I appreciate it. I guess my big message is, with our subconscious and with my post-traumatic stress that I worked through and dealt with, Eckhart Tolle, someone said, you know, when the master is not present in the house, it is easy for unwanted guests to take over. So it's important that I control my environment and I can control what I put into my mind and how I think. No one is in charge of my thinking but me, and that is my choice. And the simplicity of my books, PTSD, Pathways Through the Secret Door, or Why to Sleep, Slumber No More, Google me, Timothy Kendrick, and write me whatever you need. I'd be more than willing to help with anyone. It's not about the money for me. I can always make more money. I can't make more time. So, Daphne, I just want to thank you. I love you. I wish you abundant blessings and a beautiful day today. And this has just changed my life, and I needed this morning.
Thank you so much, and I am sure we will be talking on the phone. You can reach me at 203-546-8217. And I am here to add value in whatever way you desire. And I just want to thank you for so greatly blessing my listeners and I this morning. And I am sure this is not going to be your last time on the show. We will be having you back.
What was that phone number again for you again? Or if you could put it.
203-546-8210.
8210. Okay, my battery is about gone. An hour is about all it can take on my cell phone. I'm honored, and I wish you great blessings, and I will talk to you soon, and I look forward to being
on
Paul's show, and I'll
write
up a nice blog. Have a great day.
All right, thank you, and have a blessed day, and just send your listener, your list people to watch, listen to the show on demand, and stay blessed and keep doing God's work.
Thank you so much, and have a
great
day. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye, Mr. Kendricks. Yes, that was an amazing interview with Mr. Timothy Kendricks coming out of the sunny state of Florida. And I'm praying that you have got some insight from there. And I truly think something has happened because Dr. Curry has not yet called in. There is still time remaining in this for this segment. We have 52 minutes. However, I will continue doing what I do best, which is conversing. So if you, the people in the chat room, if you have a question for me, you can type it in, I will answer. Or if you want to call on the phone, the number is 646-915-8155. But while we wait for Dr. Curry to call in, I just want to read a few quotes. You know that I love quotes because they do so much for our lives. And this one is from R. A. Dixon. And it says, love your enemies just in case your friends turn out to be a bunch of bastards. And I am giggling for that one because sometimes we really are not inspecting what we expect, and we get into relationships and association and fellowship with the wrong people. Another quote is from Margot Hoffman, and it reads, I once complained to my father that I didn't seem to be able to do things the same way other people did. Dad's advice, Margot, don't be a sheep. People hate sheep. They eat sheep. So, you know, I think what her daddy was telling her is to find her authentic self, you know. I speak on here a lot about calling and purpose and passionate, being passionate about the things you do. So we all need to operate from our authentic core. Again, if you have a question for me, you can type it in the chat room, or you can call 646-915-8166. I am waiting to hear from Dr. Curry. And in the meantime, I am passing on some information to you about how to get up, take action, and do what it is you want to do. The next quote I am looking to share with you is from Henry Miller, and it reads, "Life moves on whether we act as cowards or heroes. Life has no other discipline to impose if we would but realize it, than to accept life unquestioningly, everything we shut our eyes to, everything we run away from, everything we deny, denigrate, or despise, serves to defeat us in the end. What seems nasty, painful, evil, can become a source of beauty and joy. Joy and strength. If faced with an open mind, every moment is a golden one for him who has the vision to recognize as such." You know, when the first guest that was on, Mr. Timothy Kendrick, he spoke about what has evolved out of his pain and, you know, coming out of the army, and he was hurting so much in the army. He was a good soldier, but he was not a good team player because he was hurting, and he passed that hurt on to other people. And even, he put it, coming out of the military into the real world, he was really mean to others. But he has since then evolved and has dedicated his life to just helping others find their way. I want to read a section from one of my favorite books, Do It, Let's Get Off Our Butts. And this section I want to read for you is titled The Good News About the Comfort Zone. The good news about the comfort zone is that all the energy that makes up the comfort zone is yours. Fear, guilt, unworthiness, hurt feelings, and anger are, of course, emotions. Emotion is energy in motion. We take our energy and put it in motion. Sometimes it's joy, sometimes it's sorrow, sometimes it's guilt, sometimes it's pride, sometimes it's pain, sometimes it's pleasure. Whatever the motion, the energy that's in motion is what we pull in motion. People often want to get rid of a negative motion, fear, say, or unworthiness, before attempting something new. That's the same thing as saying, I want to get rid of some of my energy. As we tend to get what we want, a portion of our energy is taken from us. We may not feel as much fear, guilt, unworthiness, hurt feelings, or anger, but we don't have much energy either. I'd sure like some more energy, we say, and we get it, often in the form of fear, guilt, unworthiness, hurt feelings, and anger. Then we ask for those to go away, and the cycle continues. Fear, guilt, unworthiness, hurt feelings, and anger are, in fact, tools. Tools are neutral. They can be used either for us or against us. A knife can be used to heal or to hurt. A hammer can be used to build or to destroy. It is not the tool itself, but the way the tool is used that determines its benefit or its detriment. The difficulty lies in fundamental misperceptions of the so-called limiting emotions. The limiting emotions is not the emotions themselves, but the way we have been taught to perceive these emotions. We have been programmed with certain attitudes about certain feelings, and the attitudes lies the limitations, not the feelings. In a sense, we play in stomachs with our feelings and our attitudes. A certain feeling rises, an attitude says we shouldn't have that feeling and pushes it down. Well, good morning, Heinz. Heinz just joined us in the chat room. Good morning. And just to update you, we are waiting on to hear from Dr. Curry. So in the meantime, I'm passing off some valued information from one of my favorite books, Do It, Let's Get Off Our Butts. So good morning again, Holy Hines. And if you have a question for me, you can please type it in the chat room, or you can call me on 646-915-8166. So, just to continue where I was reading, a certain feeling arises, an attitude says we shouldn't have that feeling, and pushes it down. It's like arm wrestling with ourselves. We can expend a lot of energy and work diligently, but not much is accomplished. When we see how little gets done, we wonder, why so little was accomplished? I tried so hard. B, why we are so tired? Or we say both, which is C. The good news is that both the energy pushing up, the energy pushing down, is our energy. Imagine moving toward a goal and not just moving the inner resistance to achieve that goal, but adding all the energy that was part of the resistance to the forward motion of achievement. Imagine if all the energy of fear, guilt, unworthiness, hurt feelings, and anger were available to help us achieve anything we wanted. Well, they are. Using fear, guilt, unworthiness, hurt feelings, and anger as allies in the journey toward our dreams is not difficult. It is a matter of understanding their true use and function, and remembering that we now know their use, their true use and function. The habit of treating them as the enemies is to be gotten rid of, can be strong. It's a thought someone hung a large rock around our necks. Oh, how heavy, we'd complain. Later we were told the rock was really a diamond in the rough. Oh, how heavy, we'd exclaim. Fear, guilt, unworthiness, hurt, and anger are diamonds in the rough. They are valuable now, and with a little cutting and polishing, they become priceless. The next few chapters reveal these gems for what they are, and the rest of the book discusses various cutting and polishing techniques. So, I was sharing with you from one of my old books, and it's Do It, Let's Get Off Our Bus. So, if you don't have that book, you could go to your library and borrow it. That is a great resource. And I just want, we have some new people. We have some new people in the chat room, and seeing that I have 38 minutes remaining in this episode, and seeing that I didn't hear from the other guests, I'm sure we'll have to reschedule him because something must have happened. If anyone in the chat room has a question for me, please type it and I will answer the question. Yes, Holy Hines, I don't know if you have a question for me. And I see here that, okay, Mr. Kendricks was kind of telling you, I'm guessing that you're somebody that Mr. Kendricks know, and he was telling you that I have a great story, and so do you. So I look forward to connecting with you, Holy Hines, and, you know, just to give you a portion of my story. My mother died when I was 13 years old. I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, from humble farming family. We did not have running water, and we did not have inside bathroom. We go to what they call the outhouse. I walked barefooted because I had one pair of shoes, which was for going to church on Sunday. So I would walk down, here they call it the trail, from my house down to the main road, and we would have a wet piece of cloth because it wasn't a rug, it was an old garment that was torn, and we would wet that and put some soap on it, and when you get down to the main road, that's when you wipe your feet, you wipe the dirt off your feet, and you put your shoes and socks on, and you go to church looking smashing. So I came from humble beginnings, but all that I have been through, and Holy Hines, I'm sure you'll get to hear the remainder of my story. All that I have been through, I would not change it for anything, because God has been so great to me. All that he has put me through were molding times. I was being shaped and molded for a time like now, because I know there's somebody out there who can relate to my story. And, you know, there is something has done for me, and so much more that he has for me. And we still have 35 minutes remaining. And the call-in number is 646-915-8166. You are listening to Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul. So if anybody out there have a question for me, can call in. In the meantime, I would love to encourage you to go to my website, which is www.clarkhudson.com. And please, it is Clark with an E at the end, CLARKEHUDSON.com. And please pick up a copy of my book. I am a co-author with Ken Blanchard, T-Boy, Deanna Bo, and 14 other authors, Conversation on Success. So go there and support me. I also have an online empowerment institute. It is called the Online Empowerment Institute.ning. And thank you, Mr. Kendricks, for typing in my website. And just go there and join it and be a part, and let's see how we can have add value. We have a caller, so I'm looking to get the caller on the air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Holly.
Good morning, Holly. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, welcome to the A New Day show. Do you have a question for me, please?
Well, I'm interested. You and I are kind of soulmates in what we're doing in life. I have a blog talk show here also on Blog Talk Radio. I am friends with Timothy. You probably picked up on that. And
okay, I realize that I'm slow, but I pick up quick.
Me too.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, Tim urged me to. I was listening to your story, and I was fascinated because, and Tim's also come from a place where, you know, sometimes we have to pick ourselves up. We run into some rough waters, so to speak. And you have to learn how to navigate through those waters. And there's a lot of people
right.
that really lack that insight or that stiff upper, lip that we keep telling people to have. I mean, sometimes it's easier said than done. I deal
right.
with people with post-traumatic stress disorder, alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
I counsel young people in high school.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are on drugs and alcohol and have terrible lives right now. And
yes.
it's been one of my, I won't say loves in life, but let's just say one of my missions.
Yes, one of your passions, one of your purpose, yes.
And I started off right on rock bottom. I started off about 25 years ago. I finally have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm ex-military,
yes.
and
mm-hmm.
but I went through a period of time where people didn't know what was wrong with me. So
yes.
a lot of my show has to do with people calling in and talking about what's going on with them, because it does help.
Mm-hmm.
It does help to
yes.
To just kind of unload a little bit and just tell people, hey, you know, I'm feeling this way, rather than people telling you, hey, get over it, get well. You know, go out and do things. Sometimes that's easier said than done.
Yeah, because, you know, Holly, these people are, they don't understand, and they are really meaning well. And
yeah.
they don't understand that they are hurting more than adding value. It's like saying to a person in an abusive relationship, but why don't you leave?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And the person cannot just get up and leave, because it is a threatening situation. And I just want to say, Holly, it's not by accident that the other guest didn't call in this morning.
Yeah.
Because
well,
there
right
is
about
someone
that.
Out there in Radioland and cyberspace who needed to hear what Holly is saying this morning.
I have struggled with this for a long time. I want to tell you that I made friends with Tim. He was one of my first friends that I made on MySpace, and it's developed into a very good professional as well as personal friendship. We both admire each other. I love his works and his philosophy, and a lot of what I have read and what he has shared with me, I share with others. And occasionally he makes an appearance on my show, on my Blog Talk show.
Yes.
And I've worked on building up a network of not only professionals, but people who are in trouble. I have one person who's, in fact, I have more than one person. I have a lot of people who contact me with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think one of the glues there is it takes one to know one. So if you've
That's
suffered
right. Isn't that
from
something?
It.
You are attracting them because you have been there, done that. So
exactly.
When you relate with them, you are not just doing it from the textbook. You have lived it and you have walked it.
And I am very fortunate to also have the education to go along with it.
That's
because
right.
I was trained. It was an accident of fate that I would be trained and have professional papers and then go ahead and develop a case of post-traumatic stress disorder. And I have done research on it and actually came up with some theories of my own from my own experiences and from the education that I've continued to pursue. And I have to tell you that I have not stopped in trying to find the answers to helping people with mental issues. I did a 7-year stretch and worked up at the state hospital here in Norristown, Pennsylvania, and got a firsthand look at how bad it can really get. You know, if you think you have it bad, just try working in a mental hospital for a while, and that really grounds you as to
mm-hmm.
what's important, because those people
mm-hmm.
need help just as much as people who are walking around and have disorders. You know, I have a couple of people who are afraid to go out of the house. I have a couple of teenagers who are afraid to go to school. It all kind of basically goes back to a fear factor as well as a chemical imbalance. And I have been pursuing trying to find the right balance to get people well again or to get them functional again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my philosophy is a good one because
mm-hmm.
I don't say get well, you know, or else. And I really don't like throwing pills at things.
Mm-hmm.
They serve a purpose. Timothy's posting my website. He's like
good.
My biggest fan.
Holly, and I want to piggyback on something you said a few seconds ago.
Sure.
We have 27 minutes remaining in this episode, but I want to piggyback on something you said. You mentioned that it was by accident that you were trained, and if I may respectfully point out, I don't think it was by accident. That was a divine appointment for you to be trained, because remember, what you are doing is your part of your purpose and your calling in this life.
I agree with that. It's just that I didn't see it that way when I was ill. Yeah.
It's just amazing. Like you being on this show now, you weren't booked to be here, but God, there's somebody out there that needs to hear this story. We might be stopping somebody from committing suicide or doing something very detrimental to them. And God says, well, I'm not going to make Dr. Curry call in this morning because Holly's story need to be out there to change that person's life.
Well,
and that's why you are here this morning. And I just want to thank you for taking the courage to call in and to share your story and your experiences.
Well, I appreciate that. I do think that I have helped people. In fact, I've had people email me and say that I've helped them. And sometimes I'm in wonderment of it. But I do realize that somewhere along the line, I got it. And probably you're right. It is probably as Timothy has put it, my destiny to help other people.
Yes, it is. Right.
Through my message, through my experiences, as well as my education, I've had the dynamite combination of having both.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to, sometimes somebody will write to me or email me, or they'll come on my show, and I can say the right thing. Sometimes they know just exactly what to say to them.
Yes.
And they sometimes they're quite upset. You know, it's not easy to say the right thing to someone who's in pain. So it makes me feel good that I have that grounding, that I have that.
Holly, I want to ask you a question. What role, if any, does spirituality play in the work that you're doing?
It plays a lot of, it actually it plays a huge part in it. I don't especially set my show up with because I do visit some shows that cover spirituality. Mine is a little bit more clinical. But like last night, on my last night's show, I did read a spiritual work of an author friend of mine who sent me her book in regards to fear and God and how we have to stay in touch with God, our higher power. Sometimes I have to use that term because there are some people that, for some reason, don't believe in a higher power, and I think they're missing something when they don't believe. I really do think something's missing from their lives. I have come to grips with the fact that there's somebody running the show that's bigger than me, and there are some times where I feel, you know, we're being directed in a certain way, and sometimes we don't get the right signals. And that's sometimes I have to say that with my alcoholics and drug addicts that I work with, is it is especially important for them to get a sense of spirituality. Because
mm-hmm.
when you have nothing to cling to or nothing to believe
mm-hmm.
in, then there's
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Right.
And, you know,
I want
to
just point out something to you, and I'm going to use myself as an example. I have a local cable TV show, and I also have this blog radio show, and I used to do traditional radio. I'm kind of phasing the traditional radio out now because I'm having so much fun with the blog talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And when God placed it on my spirit to do these shows, one of the commitments I made was to always empty myself, move Daphne out of the way, and allow God to always speak and work through me. And when I ask about spirituality being a part of the work that you do, that's how I'm looking at it from. I'm not looking on religion and any of
right.
those things. Because when I operate this way, the Spirit always tells me what my listeners need and give me the words in which to say that. And because you have such a broad cross-section of clients and listeners that you are serving, if you would assess the way how you utilize your spirituality, don't see it as a religion and all of that stuff, but just
right.
ask God that each person that comes on your show or as a client, that he is the one that will diagnose them and serve them. So this way, although the alcoholic is hurting or the drug addict is hurting so much, the words that they're hearing is not Holly's words, but it will be the words to the thoughts that's in their head playing games with them that they have been asking for clarity around.
I agree with that.
Hold a minute. I just want to give a shout out to Literary Diva. Thank you for joining us. And I am on the line. I know you're probably confused because you're probably expecting to hear Mr. Kendricks on at this time. However, Mr. Kendricks had stepped up to the plate with the earlier episode because I have not heard from my other guest, Dr. Curry. But God always has my back covered. he just sent me an amazing guest here who is Holly. And Holly's coming out of Pennsylvania. And she's also a host of a blog talk radio show. And she's just sharing her amazing story. So thank you for joining us, Literary Diva. Okay, Holly, thanks. You are giving me your feedback. Would you please continue?
How I got to be who I was, I started off as when I graduated from college, I started off as a school teacher, and I spent about 15 years teaching school off and on. And in between that, I did a stint with Navy Civil Service, and I was working with drug and alcohol addicts overseas during the Vietnam War. I had a near miss with a bomb. I almost died. It came pretty close, and that was when I should have probably figured out that that God had my back, because I have survived several close calls, but that one was the one that triggered my severe post-traumatic stress disorder, and I still suffer from it today. I mean, so 4th of July is not one of my favorite holidays because of the noise, and sometimes it can make me a little jumpy. But I've learned to live with it. I've learned to live side by side with my post-traumatic stress disorder, and I've been able to help other people, as I said, with that. I put in 7 years at the state hospital, and I have really good stories, the state hospital stories. But one thing that I learned from all of this, educationally speaking, is it's all added into my experiences where I'm sitting right now as I'm really here in life. I am in a really solid ground, and I realize that with my professional colleagues and everyone else that I work with, that all of these experiences, that, including my education, has brought me to this point right now, and I am humble and grateful for the opportunity to be able to help other people. It is not
Holly,
easy. You said it before.
Holly?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you. Just a few seconds ago, you said that you have come to live with it on both issues. Do you think you deserve to live with it, or you think you need to heal from it?
I've already healed from it. The healing has already occurred. I had a phenomenal thing happen to me, and that's why I absolutely know that there is a God, and that's, I almost died about 15 years ago. I had a bacterial infection that took over my body, and I was pretty close to death, and there's no other way to describe it, but I had an angel touch me. And just at that point, the doctors had pretty much thought they were going to have to amputate my legs. And I really pretty much thought I was going to die. And between the time that I was touched by this light and the next morning, I had already started to heal and my fever had broken. And the doctor came in scratching his head here, that what happened here in Philadelphia. And at that point, right up until that point, physically, that was a miracle, but mentally, I healed also. I came out of the hospital of a different person, and to try to explain it to people in terms that they might understand, that would be tough. I just know that I was touched by something, and I was healed by something bigger than me. And I came out of it mentally healed to some degree. That's when I started to pursue my education again. That's when I
mm-hmm.
started really, I was a sponge for trying to find out what had happened to me. I also started looking into post-traumatic stress disorder, found out, diagnosed myself, and made an appointment with a doctor here that I knew because I'd been, you know, working at the state hospital at this point for about 6 months. And she helped me to figure out what was wrong with me. So from that time on to right now, it has been constant study and looking into what other doctors have to say. And I have to agree with you, Daphne, that some doctors, their way of doing it is to throw a pill at somebody or to say, get better. And then there's other doctors who are just wonderful with their patients. And I've tried to sort out what's the good and what's the bad treatment. And over the last 15 years, I have found out that it's love. My people that come to me love me because I love them. And we are able to work together. They have bad days, but they have never insulted me, called me names, or anything else because they kind of know I'm on their side. They know that I'm the coach. Everybody calls me coach. And, you know, I am rooting for them. I have no one else. I don't have my own agenda. I don't have, I don't want to be famous, although I'm kind of getting semi-famous now because of my work. But I want to help them. I want to help them to sort out what's wrong, what's directing them, and what's causing them pain. And that's been my inspiration, and that's been my motivation. So it all came from my experiences. You know, they weren't good ones, and I could be complaining and crying and bellyaching. I preferred to take the other way, and that's to find out what's going on, to figure out, hey, you know, maybe God's sending me a message here that I really need to, you know, come out of this hospital and be a different person. And it's also helped me to treat people in a different way because it changed my whole perspective on what our lives are what meaning it has.
Yeah.
You know, there's something more.
Holly, I want you to write, I'm going to give you my number because I want to talk to you off the air. However, there's someone in the chat room that says you are an inspiration to her. And she's also saying that you need to heal mentally. But what I want to add to all that you have just said, because we only have 12 minutes remaining.
My goodness, where did it go? Where did the time go?
When you're having fun. What I want to remind you to do is to always be cautious of your words and your language. Because you're claiming healing, and then some words are not matching up. So just respectfully suggesting to you to watch those things, because those can work against us. However, I want to give you an opportunity now to tell the listeners how to get in touch with you. Give them your website. Give them your phone number. And you already mentioned so eloquently all the services that you offer. So tell them how to get in touch with you, please.
Well, I'm right here on Blog Talk Radio under Cleveland Coach, so you can ask for a friendship. That's one way that you can do it. I'm also on MySpace, and also through Blog Talk Radio you can request a MySpace friendship. If you need to email me and talk to me personally, you can reach me at hollyhines@yahoo.com, and I will answer all emails. And my call-in number for my show is 718-766-4299. I'm on Tuesday nights at 8:30 till 10. We cover a different subject every week. It's not the same thing every week. And that's about it.
I'm looking for us to connect on the blog too. I'll hope we become friends, and I hope you'll mark my show as a favorite.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
I know how that works, Stephanie. And I definitely will do that. I'm so glad that I caught Tim's Tim left a message on MySpace this morning, and I'm really glad I was able to be home. I'm not working this morning, and I was able to catch this. It's wonderful. And I really appreciate you letting me, you know, talk.
Oh, please. What else? We are here to serve and add value. And I would not have known the amazing story if you didn't call in. So I am the one that is supposed to be thanking you for adding value to my show this morning.
Well, I was a surprise guest.
What did you say?
I said I was the surprise guest.
Surprises. We just divine connection. There's never surprises. There are always divine connections.
I'd have to agree with that.
My number I wanted to write down is 203.
All right, I'm doing it right now. 203.
546-8210.
8210.
And when you finish writing that, I want to remind the listeners that my friend and colleague, Dolores Presley, out in Ohio, doing the Speak for Hire conference, and she is still looking for people to register. It's going to be an amazing time. I send you my prayers and blessing my sister, because unfortunately I will not be able to join you because I had a previous commitment. But I want to applaud you all to just look for her website, speakforhire.com. Now they are running a special 2-for-1, so you can go with a friend. But this conference will change your life, whether or not you're a seasoned speaker or you're a new speaker. This is the place for you to be on Saturday the 30th at the Embassy Suites in Cleveland, Ohio, with Dolores Presley and her amazing team. Okay, Holly, you have 5 minutes to do a summary and your closing thoughts. And again, I want to thank you, my sister, for blessing us so greatly this morning.
Well,
would you summarize and give your closing thoughts, please?
Sure. First of all, I want to thank you. I didn't have much time to gather thoughts. I just came to listen to the show, so I'm humbly appreciative of the fact that I was given the opportunity to let people know what my message is. In closing, I just want to say, if anyone's interested in my blog talk shows, they're archived and you can listen to them and leave your input. I'm also open to people emailing me or calling me if they'd like to talk. And I have had several people that have called with some pain. And, I do take phone calls, personal phone calls. So if anyone needs my phone number, they can reach me at hollyhines@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to give them my phone number and call them, you know, vice versa. I am blessed, and I know that I am. I'm lucky to be here on the earth and doing what I'm doing. There isn't a day that I don't wake up and not feel grateful to have the life that I have right now, and to be able to be doing the work that I have right now, and to be able to see my family. There was a time that I think there was a time where that wasn't possible. There was a threat that I would, you know, lose all of that. And so I spend every day grateful to be where I'm at, to have the friends that I have, friends like Tim, and a new friend like you, Daphne, and all of the people who write to me and tell me that I'm helping them. There's just absolute gratitude and love in my soul now that wasn't there about 30 years ago. I have come a complete 180 degree turnaround, and I think it helps you to stay focused and to realize what is important. And that's where I'm at with that, Daphne. I'm just happy to be here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for being obedient and for doing what God has ordained you to do. And please know that I'm only a telephone call or an email away. If you see that I can add value to your purpose, vision, and mission, please do not hesitate to connect with me so we can do God's work together. And you were listening to Miss Holly Hines out of Philadelphia, who came on and just blessed us with her amazing story. And you can catch her on the blog and on MySpace and all of that great stuff. And again, I just thank her for being an inspiration and a blessing into people's lives. I just want to close this morning with a few quotes. And this one is from Quentin Crisp. And it reads, "The consuming desire of most human beings is deliberately to plant their whole life in the hands of some other person. I would describe this method of searching for happiness as immature. Development of character consists solely in moving towards self-sufficiency." The other one is from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And this is one that I know we know as kids. "The heights by great men reached and kept were not obtained by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward into the night." And I wanted to share that with you. I pray that you enjoyed the show this morning. We had two amazing guests. One was booked by me, and the other one was divinely booked by God. And I just want to thank God for always being on time and for coming through for me, even when I didn't ask. I am thanking him for being so faithful. I also want to remind you that you do not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability to create excellence. And I applaud you and encourage you to stay blessed and to always follow your destiny. And I will see you next Wednesday again. And just keep your eyes on the prize and follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? And the plan you have for me.
because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this land. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this land. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change.